Welcome and Sabbath blessing to all the precious family that are joining us in the room. For those that will be listening on other devices and later on recording, Sabbath blessing everyone on this February 28, 2026. This is our part two of our new chapter 31 entitled A Day of Judgment from our Tanita lesson book, The Story of Jesus. We are going to ask our dear brother to bless us once more with the tiny team to our study. The judgment has set.
The judgment has set. The books have been opened. How shall we stand in that great day when every thought and word and action God the righteous judge shall weigh? How shall we stand in that great day? How shall we stand in that great day? Shall we be found before him wanting, or with our sins all washed away? The work is begun with those who are sleeping. Soon will the living here be tried. Out of the books of God's remembrance, his decision to abide. How shall we stand in that great day? How shall we stand in that great day? Shall we be found before him wanting, or with our sins all washed away? Oh, how shall we stand that moment of searching, when all our sins those books reveal? When from that court each case decided shall be granted no appeal. How shall we stand in that great day? How shall we stand in that great day? Shall we be found before him wanting, or with our sins all washed away? May it be so.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much, dear brother. Welcome to all the precious family that are joining us. We are going to ask one of the little ones, by the help of their parents or elder siblings, to open their section with prayer. May you unmute your mic to do so, dear ones.
Sabbath blessings, everybody. Thank you, God, for the Sabbath day. Please protect the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shall thy labor and do all thy work, and the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord. Please protect the people that are in the Sabbath, the people that's joining the Sabbath. Please protect my family, and please protect everybody that's in the Sabbath right now and the new things that we're learning. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much, dear little ones. It is story time for our precious tiny tots to learn about their new lesson. So let's have a listening ears, dear one, that we are going to allow our dear brother to share part two of our chapter 31 entitled The Day of Judgment in a storybook of the toddlers, The Story of Jesus.
Get the Bible verses for our lesson, plural, are taken from the following books. Luke and Matthew, and it'll show up here. Our opening scripture is taken from Luke 12:37. Blessed are those servants whom the Lord, when he cometh, shall find watching. Verily I say unto you, that he shall gird himself, put on an apron, in other words, and take them and make them to sit down to meat or to eat, and will come forth and serve them. What do you suppose he'll serve us? Fruits from the tree of life, maybe? Matthew 24:36, but of that day and hour knoweth no man, no, not the angels of heaven, but my Father only. Matthew 24:37, but as the days of Noah were, before, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. Matthew 24:38. For as the days that were before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, until the day that Noah entered the ark, into the ark. Matthew 24:39. And we know not until, and knew not until the flood came and took them all away, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. Because we know not the exact time of the coming, we are commanded to watch. Blessed are those servants whom their Lord, when he cometh, shall find watching. Luke 12:37. Those who watch for the Lord's coming are not to wait in idleness. The expectation of Christ's coming is to make men fear God's judgments upon transgression. It is to awaken them to repentance for their sins and in breaking his commandments. While we watch for the Lord's coming, we are to be diligently working. To know that he is at the door should lead us to work more earnestly for the salvation of our fellow men. As Noah gave the warning from God to the people before the flood, so all who understand the word of God are to give warning to the people of our time. But as the days of Noah were, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. For as in the days that were before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, until the day that Noah entered the ark, and knew not until the flood came and took them all away, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. Matthew 24:37-39. The people in Noah's day abused the gifts of God. Their eating and drinking led to gluttony, overeating, and drunkenness. Drunkenness, that's a strange one. I didn't think drinking was invented till after the flood. Anyway, they forgot God and gave themselves up to every vile and abominable deed. This is taken from the story of Jesus, page 180 and 181.
Amen. Thank you so much, dear brother. And we remember that also Noah, when he was bound by his children, he was also in the state. Next Sabbath, we will be reviewing the first part of our lesson, A Day of Judgment, Part 2, in our Tiny Thought Lesson Book, The Story of Jesus, and that will take place on March the 7th, 2026. Welcome to all the precious family, and remember, little ones, how shall we stand in the great day? How shall we stand in the great day? Shall we be found before him wanting? Oh, with our sins all washed away. We are going to ask any of the elder siblings, mommy, so daddy, so even one of our guests to be able to open our family section with prayer. May you mute your mic to do so, dear one.
Have a blessing, everybody. Thank you, God, for waking us up this morning.
We protect this as we're learning new things about you. We protect this as we're learning new words. We protect this as we're learning about the word that we're going to be learning today. Please protect us from people who is here and people who are not here, people who are listening to the recording, people who are not listening to the recording. Please protect all of the people who are joining the Sabbath. Please protect everybody that I know. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Thank you so much, dear little one. It is time for a tiny task and parents to learn precious lesson in God's creation through nature. We are still in our topic, Mamas of the Bible. This Sabbath, boys and girls, we will continue with the fourth topic entitled Lion's Hunt of our nature segment, Mamas of Prey, Lions. And our dear brother will be the one to share.
Blessings, everyone. Here's today's topic concerning the mammals of the Bible. Our Bible verse for our lesson, our topic, Mammals of the Bible, taking some family Bible lessons for FBL, year 2, quarter 4, lesson 10, Walking on Water. The Bible verses for our nature segment, lesson 10, entitled Walking on Water, open scriptures taken from Ezekiel 34:22. Therefore will I save my flock, and they shall no more be a prey, and I will judge between cattle and cattle. Matthew 14:28-29, we read, And Peter answered him and said, Lord, if it be thou, bid me come unto thee on the water. And he said, Come. And when Peter was come down out of the ship, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. The memory verse for today is Isaiah 49:24. Shall the prey be taken from the mighty, or the lawful captive delivered? But thus saith the Lord, even the captives of the mighty shall be taken away, and the prey of the terrible shall be delivered. For I will contend with him that contendeth with thee, and I will save thy children. And the character quality of the story is thankfulness versus ingratitude. Thankfulness is the expression of gratitude to God and to others for how they have benefited one's life. And today we'll be reading lesson 4, Lion's Hunt. Nature, lions hunt. Lions kill to live. They like larger plant-eating prey such as zebras, antelope, buffalo, and warhawks. However, if hungry enough, they will eat fish, turtles, guinea fowl, or anything they can catch. This can remind us how Satan will attack anybody, but he prefers God's remnant who are vegetarian. The success a single lion will have when hunting depends mainly on the element of surprise to catch its prey. Have you ever been surprised by a sudden temptation of the roaring lion, Satan? That's why health reform is so important for this last generation that Satan has set out to destroy. The only defense a large animal has once a lion starts after it is to run faster and longer than a lion can. It can remind us how God will give us spiritual endurance as we flee from Satan. They shall run and not be weary. Isaiah 40:31. Deliver me, O Lord, from mine enemies. I flee unto thee to hide me. Quicken me, O Lord. Bring my soul out of trouble. Psalm 143:9-11. And over here there is a slide talking about the 8 laws of hell. We even have an acronymic list is next to the title telling what 8 things are required. S is for sunlight, T is for temperance, A is for air, R is for rest, the other T is for trust in God, N is for nutrition, E is for exercise, and W is for water. But altogether, we have start new. And the first law of health is the air you breathe. We find in page 2. The second law of health is sunlight on your body, found on page 8. The third law of health the power of abstemiousness, which is another fancy name for temperance, found on page 14. The fourth law of health, the rest your body needs, found on page 21. The fifth law of health, the exercise you receive, found on page 29. The sixth law of health, from the food you eat, page 35. The seventh law of health, the water that cleanses, page 41. And finally, the eighth law of health, your trust in God, on page 47. Pure air, sunlight, abstemiousness, rest, exercise, proper diet, the use of water, trust in divine power, these are the true remedies, found in the Ministry of Healing, page 127 of the book, where you'll find all eight laws mentioned. Animals which had died from disease are also eaten by lions. Sometimes they will even take prey from another animal. This reminds us what a terrible foe Satan is. But God is stronger. He can take the prey back out of Satan's mouth just in the nick of time, as he did in the case of Peter sinking. Shall the prey be taken from the mighty, or the lawful captive delivered? But thus saith the Lord, even the captives of the mighty shall be taken away, and the prey of the terrible shall be delivered. For I will contend with him that contendeth with thee. Isaiah 49:24-25. Aside from all harm that the lions seem to do, they do help improve things in some ways. For example, the lions preying on the weak or sick helps to keep the herds of these animals healthy and strong. When the weak and sick are thinned out of the ranks, it helps to stop diseases from spreading and attacking healthy members of the herd. This is a warning to us to keep ourselves in a healthy condition spiritually. Remember how contagious murmuring is and how it spread among the disciples before Satan attacked Peter that night? Disappointment had absorbed their thoughts, they murmured, and their thoughts were stormy and unreasonable. Had they, out of the abundance of their hearts, been conversing together in regard to the wonderful words of Christ, they would not have entered into temptation. The Desire of Ages, page 280. And in the center of the slide, next to this boy praying, we read, submit yourself therefore to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. James 4:7. Over here in this slide, we read, mountain lions increase on ecosystem health and biodiversity. And here's that they're eating other prey will affect other animals in good ways. The small mammals have greater access to food. The carcasses provide nutrients and habitat for beetles and other invertebrates. Foxes depend on mountain lion prey during cold winters. Eagles and other migrating raptors rely on carcasses. The soils are rich, which enhance plant diversity, and birds rely on worms and insects and eggs and carcasses, and lion kills are critical food for bears entering or emerging from hibernation. Lions often work together when hunting. Usually the females do the hunting. They divide up the job up among them, with each female doing her part to catch the prey. To start the hunt, they divide into two groups. One group circles around the prey to get ahead of it. When the first group is ready, the other group scares the prey. The male lion often roars and frightens the prey. The frightened prey stampedes and runs, usually along familiar paths, right into the first group of lions. Sometimes the male lion is needed because of his strength to bring down the larger prey. Even though a lion is a good hunter, it misses more prey than it catches. The way lions stalk individual prey can remind us that there is strength in being with others of our kind. See Hebrews 10:25. When a big animal is killed, the whole pride eats together, but they are not very polite. They fight over the meat. Psalm 17:12 says the lion is greedy of his prey. Continuing, when a big animal is killed with the whole pride eats together, but they are not very polite. They fight over the meat. Psalm 17:12 says, the lion is greedy of his prey. Satan tempted Peter to look at himself and see if his brethren were watching, and Peter began to sing. It reminds us how a lion takes its prey when it is unsuspecting. But Jesus is able to save us out of Satan's grasp. When Peter cried, Lord, save me, Jesus was there to help. How thankful Peter was for the Savior. In our left TV, Satan and his evil angels worked together to destroy God's people. Satan, like the male lion himself, tried to tempt Jesus to sin, to bring him down from his perfect state to a sinful state. He never succeeded. How thankful we can be. And how thankful we can be for Jesus to save us from the jaws of Satan. Therefore, I will save my flock, and they shall no more be a prey. Ezekiel 34:22. The scriptures tell us that the righteous are bold as a lion. Proverbs 28:1. Peter was bold to venture out on the water at Christ's word. God wants us to venture forth, but at the same time, we must be careful of keeping him in view. The word lion used to be used in connection with the names of good men of great courage, as Richard the Lionhearted. Do you think Peter deserves to be called Lionhearted? And on the top left corner, there will be, he lieth in wait secretly as a lion in his den. He lieth in wait to catch the poor. He doth catch the poor when he draweth him into his net. Psalm 10:9. And in the top center of the slide, we read again Ezekiel 34:22. Therefore, I will save my flock, and they shall no more be a prey. And I will judge between cattle and cattle. Ezekiel 34:22. Means version. The devil, as a roaring lion, sneaks up on the snakes when they are unaware of his presence. Then he frightens them by his roaring to make them think their case is helpless. Then, when they have lost their courage to flee, he seizes them. This is the same battle plan that Satan will use on the saints during the time of Jacob's trouble. With a frightening roar, he will press their sins upon them in such a way as to cause them to think that their case is hopeless, and that they might as well give in to the mark of the beast. We can be thankful for Jesus, the Lion of the tribe of Judah. And over here on the top corner, we read the Bible mentions the lion more often than any other untamed animal. And next to that, next to the picture of the roaring lion, is Satan, the roaring lion. And in the picture of the lion, underneath the picture of the spiritual meaning of the bride to the groom, which is supposed to be us with the Lord, we read Revelation 5:5. And one of the elders said unto me, weep not, behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the root of David, hath prevailed to open the book and to loose the seven seals thereof. It says on the right, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, then walketh about, seeking whom he may devour. 1 Peter 5:8. Over here we read, trust in the Lord. In that day shall this psalm be sung in the land of Judah. We have a strong city. Salvation will God appoint for walls and bulwarks. Open by the gates, but that the righteous nation which keepeth the truth may enter in. God will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee. Trust ye in the Lord forever, for in the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength. ST, October 7, 1897, paragraph 1. Oh, Signs of the Times, October 7, 1897, paragraph 2. It is the privilege of every member of the family of God to know his will in regard to his course of action. The Lord would be sought unto by all who would be instructed and enlightened by the Holy Spirit. He is ready to commune with his people. He declares, "For thus saith the high and lofty one that inhabiteth eternity, whose name is holy. I dwell in the high and holy place, with him also that is of a contrite and humble spirit, to revive the spirit of the humble, and to revive the heart of the contrite ones. But I will not contend forever, neither will I be always wroth, but the spirit should fail before me. And the souls which I have made, for the iniquity of his covetousness was I wroth, and I smote him. I hid me and was wroth. He went on forwardly in the way of his heart. I have seen his ways and will heal him. I will lead him also and restore comforts unto him and to his mourners. I create the fruit of the lips, peace, peace to him that is far off and to him that is near, saith the Lord, and I will heal him. But the wicked are like the troubled sea, when it cannot rest, whose waters cast up mire and dirt. There is no peace, saith my God, to the wicked." Signs of the Times, October 7, 1897, paragraph 2. Here, lions hunt. Lions are one of the most ferocious mammalian predators on land. Their large size, speed, and gymnast-like agility make them a force to be reckoned with in the wild. Not many other animals mess with these cats, who employ multiple hunting strategies in order to be successful predators. Lions hunt by stalking their prey before approaching them from an angle and using their body weight to wrestle the prey animal. They use their intensely strong bite force to sever the vertebrae in the neck. Below, we delve deeper into how lions hunt and the rate at which they successfully capture prey. Here, hunting. What strategies do lions use while hunting? This slide tells us how. Hunting strategies. Lionesses are typically the providers of the pride. Their smaller size makes them quicker, more agile hunters than the bulkier male lion. Additionally, the lack of a mane and overall slimmer profile make the female lions more able to camouflage with their surroundings. Lions mostly rely on stealth to gain access to their prey, which are usually quick and can easily get away if they sense danger from an incoming predator. After they're close enough to their future dinner, lions make a quick lunge to attack. Preferably, this results in the lioness pouncing on top of the prey and then delivering the killing blow to the neck, either by severing the vertebrae or through suffocation. Sometimes it's enough to set the animal off balance. If they can get in a swat with their powerful paws, this can be the decisive blow the lion needs to make its next move. Once the prey animal is off balance or knocked over, the lion moves in for the kill. There are occasions where stealth is not the answer. In this case, the lion will ambush their predator and chase them for about 50 meters if necessary. They do not get their catch, they'll abandon the pursuit to conserve energy for future hunts. Information from azanimals.com/blog/ how lions hunt, understand most common tactics. Next is feeding behavior. Though lionesses do all the heavy lifting when it comes to hunting, they bring the food back to their pride and the adult male lion eat first. Lions will usually start at the stomach area of a carcass to gain easier access to the internal organs. The kidneys and the liver are the most nutrient-dense parts of the animal, so those are the first organs to go. The skull is rarely open, as the entrails and heart are better for eating. Once the adult male lion eats the other lions, once the adult male lions eat, the other lions consume the remains. If the kill is not very large, this can mean there is nothing left of the smaller lions or cubs until the next kill. For this reason, lions typically will eat once every few days. But even though lions are predators, they can also be scavengers. They're not above stealing the remains of another's kill or scouting for any leftovers nearby. Lionesses can hunt solo, but they mostly hunt in groups with other females to increase their chances of success. Along with the size of a kill, lions need to feed a whole pride, and capturing larger animals means more food. Continue with feeding behavior. There is a bit of a bad reputation when it comes to how successful lions are when hunting. Lionesses are about half as successful when hunting solo as they are when they hunt with a group. While this rate of success isn't wonderful, lions would rather conserve energy for a future hunt than waste that energy in an unsuccessful pursuit, which is why they usually give up after one or two failed attempts. When they do hunt in groups, the female lions tend to take positions such as left, right, and center. This strategy can make it difficult for a prey animal to get away. Additionally, the distraction provided by the surrounding lions makes it easier for one to jump in for the kill. After the prey has been taken down, the lionesses bring the kill back to the group, and the hierarchy of feeding begins. Next Sabbath, by God's grace, in our review, we learn more about the lion's hunt. Over here, if you ask, do male lions hunt? Our closing hymn for our toddler study is entitled, Blessed Be the Tie That Binds. Blessed be the tie that binds our hearts in Christian love. The fellowship of kindred minds is one to that above. Before our Father's throne, we pour our ardent prayers, our fears, our hopes, our aims, our wants, our comforts, and our cares. We share our mutual woes, our mutual burdens bear, and often for each other's woes, the sympathizing tear. When we are called to part, it gives us inward pain. But we shall still be joined in heart and hope to meet again.
Amen. So next week, we will review the first part of our part two entitled Day of Judgment in our study book, The Story of Jesus. We are going to ask any of the precious little ones, mommies or daddies, so even our guests, to close our family meeting with prayer. May you unmute your mic to do so, dear ones.
May we bow our heads on our knees as far as we can.
Dear Heavenly Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy most and holy name. Thank you, Father Jesus, for bringing us back once more to worship on your Sabbath day. We thank you for the participation of the little ones. And we thank you for the blessing, Father Jesus, poured on the parents. Continue, Father Jesus, to be with us this day. Continue to take us to all the lights and jewels that you have for us today. Thank you for opening the book of nature continuously before us, Father. So many lessons that can be learned and applied even in our lives, Father Jesus. So continue to open our eyes that we may behold wondrous things. Go with us, Father Jesus, as we go to the next sections of the studies. Be with the speaker and bless him, I pray. Continuously be with each and every one of us. Be with anyone that is not feeling well today or sick in any way. I pray, Father, for healing, and I pray, Father Jesus, for comfort. Thank you. again, Lord Jesus, for this blessed Sabbath day, in no other name but Jesus Christ, our blessed Redeemer. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, dear sister. So next Sabbath, by God's grace, that will be March 7, 2026, we will have our review of our chapter 31, A Day of Judgment, part 2. May you all have a wonderful rest of the Sabbath, dear ones, and God bless.